Live and learn. Early Christians celebrated the anniversaries of martyrs' deaths, which they called the saint's birthday. The celebration usually included an all-night vigil, followed by a Holy Eucharist at the martyr's tomb or at the site of the martyrdom. Soon, however, there were so many people dying for their Christian faith that they couldn't possibly each have their own saint's day. Yet the early church did not want those who had died professing Christ to be forgotten, so they created All Saints' Day. Over the centuries, the celebration of All Saints' Day has evolved. Today, All Saints' Day is an occasion for remembering with gratitude all those whose lives bear witness to the love of God. My friend Barbara used to describe herself as a walking time bomb. She was living with at least 6 life-threatening conditions, any one of which could have killed her at any time. To look at her, one would not think that her life bore witness to the blessing of God. In many respects, humankind has not come all that far from the time of Jesus. People still equate health, material wealth, and success with God's blessing. You had to listen to Barbara tell stories or to others tell stories about Barbara before her saintly aura was truly apparent. Despite great opposition, Barbara and her husband were the first to integrate a small New England town, paving the way for her children and the children of other families to attend good public schools. She lost her son to the fighting in Vietnam and then proceeded to stir up her neighbor's ire by organizing other mothers who had lost their sons to protest the war. These women not only wrote letters to their elected officials and picketed the munitions factories in the area that were making millions of dollars on the war, but they also baked cookies and sent care packages to the military units with whom their sons had served. When a childhood friend of her children was diagnosed with AIDS in the early 1980s and subsequently disowned by his family, Barbara took him in and nursed him until his death. Once again, the locals didn't take kindly to Barbara's actions. In letters to the editor, people accused her of bringing the plague to their town. The mailman refused to deliver mail to her house. She went on to found one of the first agencies to promote AIDS education and to offer support to those caring for AIDS patients. Toward the end of her life, when I knew Barbara, she suffered a series of crushing losses. Her daughter died of cancer. Her husband of almost 60 years passed away, and she surrendered her driver's license because of her poor health. Yet Barbara always remained grateful. Even when her health kept her from coming to church, Barbara remained active in our parish. She made phone calls, stuffed envelopes for the parish secretary, and knitted afghans for the fall bazaar. I got to spend a lot of time with Barbara. I dropped off and picked up the bulletins she folded and ferried the beautiful afghans she made for the church. Barbara always invited me in for tea, and I always stayed. For Barbara was a joy to be around. One day, I got up the courage to ask her how she remained so positive in spite of all the hardships of her life. She replied, "Child, you are too young to know this, but no life is without pain or loss. Rich or poor, black or white, male or female, everyone suffers some. People like to hide their suffering because they think others will think less of them. That is why I love Jesus so much. He said, even if you suffer, God loves you. Oh, I suppose I could be bitter, but I choose to try and be a blessing. If I can be a blessing to others, maybe they will see how much God loves them." Barbara planted seeds of hope everywhere she went. On All Saints Day, I celebrate the lives of people like Barbara and Jeannie and Jane and Dan, everyone there. People whose lives have been a tribute to the teachings of Jesus. Death cannot separate us from love. The Beatitudes are often held up as epitomizing Jesus' teachings. Often they are mistakenly read as moral imperatives. If you want to be happy, then be meek. If you want to be blessed by God, then be a peacemaker. There is nothing we can do to or be to earn God's love. God's love is unmerited. Rather, the Beatitudes are blessings promised to those who are already what the Beatitudes describe. The Beatitudes describe the direction of God's blessing. God is a God who cares about the poor, the hungry, and those who are sad and lonely, and those who are persecuted and pushed to the margins of society. God will not abandon such people or leave them hopeless. God embraces what the culture around us openly rejects. On All Saints Day, we celebrate that God has not forgotten the poor, the hungry, the lonely, the sad, and certainly not the persecuted. Rejection, painful resistance, or even death is not the end of the story. Heaven becomes a place of recompense, a place where the long line of persecuted prophets, faithful disciples, and ordinary Christians who have experienced the pain and loss of life are rewarded. However, the reward of the Beatitudes is not solely focused on a future in heaven. The rewards are realized in this life as well. When, in spite of rejection, opposition, and hardship, we offer our lives as blessings to others, as Barbara did, heaven, God's kingdom, breaks in this lifetime, right here, right now. We Christians have a name for living our lives as blessings to others. Stewardship. Our annual giving theme this year is planting seeds. When we offer our lives back to God in thanksgiving, we plant seeds that blossom into blessings for others and for ourselves. When you make a financial pledge to St. John's, you plant seeds that bear fruit for St. John's future. Your gift allows us to budget and to plan. Serving on the vestry, volunteering with the food pantry, homework helpers, hosting coffee hour, weeding the flower beds, serving on altar guild, singing in the choir, being an acolyte. You are planting seeds. When we are baptized, we are baptized into the communion of saints. Or as our collect said this morning, we are knit together in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of Jesus Christ. We all have people in our lives that have been our saints, people who have helped us to see how much God loves us. These people are like Barbara, whose names are not remembered on any official calendar, but whose lives have blessed ours. All Saints Day is not only a celebration, but a challenge as well. We too are called to live lives that blossom and bear witness to the blessing of God. We are called to live into the gifts of our baptism. We are called to plant seeds. We all have the opportunity to leave a legacy of love. Someday, we will be remembered on All Saints Day.